An internal watchdog says it's concerned about the ability of the U.S. Postal Service to process mail-in ballots for the November presidential election. NPR's Alana Wise says that's one of the concerns being raised by the agency's inspector general.
The problems include ballots mailed without proper barcode technology and outdated voter addresses. The report, which examined special and primary elections from this summer, says the agency needs to better collaborate with state and local governments. The watchdog also found that facilities did not always comply with election readiness procedures. The report comes as the nonpartisan Postal Service has found itself in the unwelcome position of being a foil to President Trump. The president and some of his allies have made a number of unsubstantiated claims about voting by mail, including ones now directly contradicted by the FBI. Alana Wise, NPR News, Washington.
A judge in Minnesota is dismissing a lawsuit challenging coronavirus restrictions imposed by Democratic Governor Tim Walz during the pandemic. The suit was brought by 13 Republican state lawmakers and a group of businesses. The plaintiffs argue the governor abused his power when he issued a mask mandate, closed schools, and put limits on businesses. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 267 points. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.